Hello, Jake.
Good afternoon, Liam.
Welcome to the Pub Quiz Pod, everyone. There is someone who I want to thank for making this episode possible.
Who's that?
It almost didn't happen.
Tim Berners-Lee.
No.
James Dyson.
Nope.
Is it Alexander Graham Bell?
No.
Mel B.
Yes.
No, you're joking.
No. But I was getting the train down.
Yeah.
And it was relying on me getting an earlier connection train in order to make it on time, else I was going to be late.
It was like you were on your own episode of Race Across the World.
It was. We had guest booked. I was thinking, I've got to get this. I've got my earlier train. I was thinking, there we go, we're sorted. Mr. Conductor walks down the train, scans my ticket. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm all right, I had my earphones in.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, you're on the wrong train. This is your ticket is super off-peak. This is an off-peak train. You've got two options. And the next train wasn't for an hour. So this, he was about to set me back an hour. He went, you've got two options. You either pay the difference. That wasn't happening.
that's the last thing that's happening.
I love the podcast. I love the guests, but I'm not paying any more money.
No.
Because it would have been stupid. They'd rip you off.
It would have been about £12. And that would have driven you insane.
And the guy sat down with me. He wasn't just a bloke working on the train. He was like a designated inspector, sort of a bit sort of policey. He sort of sat down next to me with two options. I can either go find out how much you've got paid to stay on this train, or you get off at Stafford.
One of his threats was research.
And you wait for an hour for the next train. And I was thinking, oh shit. I was planning a message to you guys. And I went, but I said to him, I thought I'm just gonna plead for his humanity. I went, there is a third option.
I said, not in public, say to this train man.
Yeah.
There is a third. Hold your horses, man. Hold your horses. There is a third option.
It was an empty train. And I said, look, there is a third option.
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake. I've paid for a ticket. There's no one on this train. I'm not harming anyone. No, I'm not sort of taking.
I don't think that's the main.
I was like, really, in the grand scheme of things, is this that much of a crime? Look, I apologise. It won't happen again. And he went.
Sorry. What's the third option?
Well, turn a blind eye.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, so like just sort
there
of
is a third option, and then proceeds just to sort of
just
like
to say I've not harmed anyone.
Talk about that we should all just love each other as a human.
Well,
race.
It was a bit of that, yeah. Just what I'd appeal to his sort of human nature.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, and then he stood up and he went, I'll tell you what.
There is a fourth option.
He went, I'll knock you the fuck out for being such a condescending
anyway,
little.
I 13th option, at which point I thought, well, we've arrived now.
Yeah. I did a runner and here I am. And he went, I may or may not come back down this way. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. Let's just say good luck, and gave me a little wink. And I said, I said, you know what I said to that? I looked him in the eye, I said, bless you. He didn't sneeze, I just said, bless you.
You said bless him?
I just said, bless you.
Wow.
And I think I put my hands together like that.
Yeah, all
I said,
that helps.
Sort of like pray, I went, bless you.
It
like,
was adds to sincerity to put the hands
thank
together.
Thank you. And he never came back. Wow. And that is why I'm here on time. And we're about to do a podcast with the one and only Nick Helm.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I had no idea that all of this had happened to be able to make this podcast possible.
Mate.
I had no idea that you turned into a sort of like bridge troll.
Mate.
Let's just say.
It's all right if you live in 15 minutes down the road. I've trekked across land and sea to get here.
Yeah, just the land, of course.
Yeah, just
famously,
land.
Doesn't just have to cross a sea.
Yeah.
Nick Helm, can't wait.
Yeah,
this is a huge name. Very, very exciting.
A man who's had his own sitcom.
Yeah.
A legend in the comedy world.
Yeah.
A great stand-up.
Completely, I would say, unpredictable.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's going to be like as a quizzer. I'm not sure what he's going to be like as a podcaster.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited to find out.
Me too.
Go on, let's go meet him.
Have we started?
Yeah.
You're about to start?
Yeah.
We're going to
start. Here
we go. So if we start, no.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a man of many talents. Comedian, writer, actor, musician and poet. Let's see if he can add pub quiz expert to that list. It's the incredible Nick Helm.
Wow. Showing off in that intro bit, well, Nick.
Is that what you're going to say on the night?
Normally, I would say the intros are sort of like, they make you seem quite affable. It sounds like you're showing off in your own intro, even though you've not written it.
I didn't write it.
I didn't write it, and I don't want anyone to think I have written it.
I guess I've just been showing off with my life.
With that array of talents, Nick, do you reckon you are an asset to a pub quiz team?
Are you going to be sat like that?
Yeah, quite intensely for the whole thing.
With your
thing.
Arms folded at me. Yeah.
Why have I folded my arms like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, go on. So Nick, so you reckon you'll be a good
addition?
That's better.
There he is.
Yeah, just a chilled out guy.
Yeah, chilled out pub quiz.
Are you a good addition to a pub quiz team?
Yeah, I've got specialist subjects, obviously, but I'm pretty good.
What are the specialist ones?
Films.
Yeah.
Bit of music, maybe. General knowledge. Not very good with politics. I'm not your sports guy. But it's been so long since I've done a pub quiz. I used to work in a pub where...
Yeah.
Did I even host the pub quiz?
I feel like you've got the energy of someone who hosted a pub quiz for a while, yeah.
They used to have questions like, name every Bond film. And then you'd... But that was quite easy because you know that Sean Connery did 6.
Yeah.
So you just have to name 6 Sean Connery. And then I think Roger Moore did 7. And then Timothy Dalton did 2. And then Pierce Brosnan did 5.
Quite good on Bond films, I'd say. Quite good on Bond films.
Was it one of those quizzes where you get a point for every one, or do you have to get all of them to get a point?
I think you have to get all of them.
Okay, that's hardcore, isn't it?
But that's also... You need a big piece of paper as well,
that's
right?
That's true enough. Yeah, that's true enough.
Absolutely.
We recently had Hugh Davis on.
Oh, he keeps banging on about you.
And he was really bigging up your film knowledge.
Okay.
I'm
going to need a photo of that person, because... I'm struggling to put a name to a face.
He was like, the thing about Nick is that I love him so much as a personality, as a friend, as a colleague, and also just in awe of his film knowledge. Apparently, you just know. Also, he did say weird. He was like, you'll name a film that you think's good, and Nick will tell you why 4 other similar films are better than the one that you think is good.
I'm not competitive like that, though. If he said what. Have you seen this film? I wouldn't just like go, that film's shit. I've got 4 better ones. If he's painted me like that, then...
He made it out as if like you might be the sort of person to like, if someone likes something, you'll tell them why they shouldn't like that thing.
No, I'm not like that.
Do you like people like... You just said
you didn't like Nosferatu to me. And I said, God, that
I
is...
I
but do you know what I said?
You said that's fair enough.
I said that's fair enough and that's valid because it's a very specific thing.
It's shit.
Whereas I... like the specific thing it was aiming for.
Yeah.
Which was silent German expressionism on an IMAX screen. Yeah.
And like, is that genuinely what they were aiming for?
Yes, it's a silent German expressionist film, you know, but and your memory of Nosferatu, right, is that it's black and white, right?
Yeah.
It was colour. Yeah. So you watch this colour film in IMAX and you leave thinking that you've seen... And it's got talking and music and everything. And you leave feeling that you've seen a black and white silent movie.
Have you seen it? It is just the... Oh, so you know this might actually grate you a little bit. Liam's seen 4 films.
No, I've seen more than 4 films, but I'm not a film buff.
Genuinely, you could put a number on how many you've seen.
I'm so open to being enriched by film knowledge and I love hearing you guys talk about it. It's brilliant.
What's your theory?
But you like TV.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah,
yeah. And I like starting a story and finishing a story in 2 hours.
Yes.
And I don't like, oh no, it's a 10-year commitment and then it ends shit.
I think why I prefer TV is because you can watch an episode for half an hour, an hour, and you don't know what that's going to be left on because the story's going to continue. Whereas with a film, I always find it's always a definite ending.
Go on. What's your theory that all films are the same?
Well, not always. Look, what about Masters of the Universe? Oh, yeah. When Skeletor sticks his head up
the debate I wanted to get into.
I'll be back. And then they never made a sequel. And
I just wanted to sit quietly and let this film discussion wash over, and I was going to pick back up with an interesting fact. But I find a lot of them similar. Films.
Films. You find a lot of films similar.
Yeah.
Like all the police academies are quite similar,
but,
aren't they?
Humiliated.
I watched all the Final Destination films recently, and they're the exact same film.
Fast and Furious, always quite similar.
Are they though?
Oh, well, now the new ones comes in,
well,
Nick.
No,
thanks a lot, mate.
Because Fast and the Furious 5 turned the franchise into a heist series, didn't it? So before it was people racing cars, and then the 5th one was like, we've got a heist to do, and then after that they were like, well, let's send Ludacris into space. Do you know what I mean?
I put the time aside
last
year.
All the Rocky films are the same film.
I haven't seen all the Rocky films. I've seen all the Harry Potters last year, and I thought they were all the same.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, they're not really.
They're not at all. No.
They're not really, but I don't really like, I don't enjoy the Harry Potters.
The Rocky films aren't the same, because Rocky 4 was a comment on the Cold War.
Yeah, but they're the same film, right? So he starts
with a fight, then he trains,
and then he has another fight.
Yeah.
Rocky 4 is different from the others, because it's half an hour shorter, and it consists of something like 50 to 60% montages. You know, like if you watch really Rocky is. IV, it is stripped right down. But they're the same film, but they all have a different flavour.
Yeah. Right?
And the Friday the 13th, you could say all 12 of the Friday the 13th films have the same structure, right? And they do, but they're all completely different from each other.
Right. I feel like you could put any one of them on in front of me and I'd be able to tell you, right, they die first, they die second, they're probably going to survive or at least last to the end.
I don't think you can do that with Friday the 13th because all the characters are so bland.
Yeah.
Because it's about Jason,
they're
isn't
all,
it?
They're all worthy of dying.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you couldn't tell which one is going to die first because you don't know any of their names, okay, you don't know anything about their personality.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, well, maybe I'll start with Friday the 13th. Start with that, though. Watch that tonight, maybe.
Yeah, watch that tonight.
Well, if you're going to do Friday the 13th, do Friday the 13th part 6.
That's okay. The first one to go in.
Because it's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's got Alice Cooper on the soundtrack.
Uh-huh. And today's date is...
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's spooky, quite fucked up, actually.
That's never come up before.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Fucked up. It's fucked up.
Can't believe the day that...
fucked up, actually.
Fucked up the day that the pub was free happened to be Friday the 13th. Whoa, man.
Yeah. No, but that is actually, Nick.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
No, sorry, Nick. It is fucked up.
New ground.
That is fucked up.
We should do something about that. Put a line in the sand on that. It's fucked up. Yeah. Nick, we like to ask our guests... if they could provide us with their favourite fact that they've heard recently, something you might have heard, so you might maybe you've been carrying it around for a while and bring it out at parties. I don't know.
I tell you what, my all-time favourite fact, I haven't heard it recently, but my all-time favourite fact is that when you go up to Edinburgh, when you go into Scotland, they've got all these Mexican restaurants, right? And there used to be this Mexican restaurant on Coburn Street, Cockburn, on Coburn Street. You know Cockburn. There used to be this Mexican restaurant, and me and my family used to eat there every year. And then you kind of like go, oh yeah, there's a lot of Mexican restaurants in Edinburgh, right? And that's because, do you want to know?
I'm literally letting in.
Do you know why there's so many?
I don't know.
I think it's in Scotland as well, but in Edinburgh there's a load. The reason is because in 1986, Scotland got into the World Cup final in Mexico. Loads of Scottish people went over to Mexico, ate the food, came back to Scotland, were like, there's no Mexican food, so they all opened up restaurants.
That's
my favourite fact.
It's my favourite fact we've ever had on the podcast.
Do you know what I mean? And do you know who told me that fact?
Who?
The Hairy Bikers. They didn't tell me personally. R.I.P. But they didn't tell me personally.
Well,
but it was on their TV show.
It was on their TV show.
Yeah. It stuck with me. I must have heard that fact 12 years ago, and it stuck with me. That is a brilliant.
And that's true.
Because I don't know how old you are, but within my lifetime...
31, 25.
Yeah, so within my lifetime, right, this cultural change happened, and it was because of something as mainstream as the World Cup. I think that's fantastic.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Scotland is responsible for so many culinary inventions. The chicken tikka masala, which I love this story... Indian guy sets up an Indian restaurant in the 60s. Nick knows this already.
I learned it off the Hairy
Barker. That one off Hairy Barker, that one off Hugh Davis. He set up a restaurant. Guy comes in, white guy, and says, oh, this chicken tikka is quite dry. I don't really like it. And the restaurateur is like panicking, what can I do? And he gets a can of Heinz tomato soup, pours it on the chicken tikka, chicken tikka masala, done. Corrected
really?
It. Yeah, yeah. So he took chicken tikka, made the masala, done.
Wow.
It all happens in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Deep fried Mars
bar. It doesn't all happen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you get to that territory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a deep fried Mars bar?
I've tried it, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Well, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Because I think deep fried stuff is brilliant for me. This is just for me. Mm. Savoury.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But imagine deep frying a Mars bar and then dusting it with a little bit of icing sugar, putting it on a plate with maybe a chocolate drizzle over it, and a strawberry with some of the greenage still attached.
Sounds like you very much specifically had this exact version of it, Nick.
Well, do you know what I mean? Then it's like, and also the batter is sort of a bit like pastry.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not that far off. And I agree with you. I think deep fried Mars bars are my favourite food too.
I want to try the deep fried.
I don't know if I've even had one. No. I don't know if I have.
It is nice.
I had a deep fried pizza once.
That's what I like. Oh, okay. Is that nice?
Uh, So it's deep fried pizza, and what it is it's like an oven pizza.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they cut it in half, and then they dip it in, and then they deep fry it. So it's not like the best pizza.
It would be taking a piss bit. They had like an Italian bloke out the back slaving over like an incredible Italian pizza, and then the Scottish bloke goes, "There we go, you know." And that's yours. Yeah, just get a Goodfellas, dunk it in the it in the deep fryer.
But it's not a Goodfellas either.
No, it's Tesco own brand.
You know what I mean? It's like one of them ones where you can see that the perforation holes on it.
It's
not quite enough tomato sauce to cover it. And
such a beautiful detail, the perforation holes, but I knew exactly what you meant.
And the cheese is so thin. You know, it's almost like it's a comb over. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That was so articulate. Poet, definitely. That is beautiful, beautiful.
God, you are good, Nick, aren't you?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a team name for us?
The Bastards.
So that's definitely the record for like the least time ever thought about. He's had that ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about it since I've been chatting to you.
I loved it coming off the back of the articulate description of a pizza bit is worth less than a good Goodfellas pizza.
Yeah.
The Bastards. I like that.
The Bastards, we're ready to go.
Bastards.
So Nick, I know you know this because you're a fan of the pod, but each week we basically get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a UK quiz master. We've not seen the questions before. Our producers deal with the emails that come in, well, all three of them, and we just see what happens. So this week's quizmaster is Alex. He's a local boy from the Dog and Bell in Deptford.
Oh, Deptford!
Nick, you hang about in Deptford a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I do hang about in Deptford quite a lot, yeah.
I know the Dog and Bell in Deptford.
You've taken me there.
I've hosted a quiz there myself.
Brilliant pub.
It's a lovely pub. Alex's quiz runs on Sundays at 8 p.m. at the Dog and Bell in Deptford, which is, quite close to here, basically. Mm. Round one. The theme is 80s.
And when we do it, it's going to be like this.
Oh, we're doing it now. We're in it,
yeah.
Round one is the 80s.
So was that, how old were you in the 80s, Nick?
How old was I? Well, what year?
Well, just generally
across the 80s. What was the range?
The 80s.
Well, name a year.
84. The year the Smiths founded.
I was 3 or 4.
Oh, okay. So you were born 81?
No.
80. Doesn't want to give off when he was born, so he'll just say, I was 3 or 4.
No, do you know what? We're about to do a fucking pub quiz, right? And I can't just give him the answers. He's got to work them out.
Yeah.
He's got to start exercising his brain, right?
If he says,
how old were you in the 80s? There's fucking 10 years to
be. Why don't you stop being scared of films and start using your brain for once? Question number one. It says five questions in each of the three rounds. What would be amazing is if we could get one of these rounds 5 out of 5. It's a very elite club.
And also, no pressure, but Huge Davis did manage to accomplish that.
But anyway,
He did get one of the rounds.
3 rounds.
But what, 15 out of 15 is not like something to achieve?
One person has got 15 out of 15 in 20-something episodes.
And it makes me think I'd be even more amazed if it happened again because it's lightning doesn't strike twice.
Lightning doesn't strike twice. It's never going to happen again.
What about that guy that got struck by lightning 3 times?
Shit, it does strike twice?
Yeah. To be fair, he wasn't in the same place.
That's true.
If you're going to move about that much, mate, what do you expect? Question number one. Which American city hosted Band Aid alongside London?
New York.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Jake
knows better.
What do you think?
Well, I think...
This is us conferring.
This is us conferring. Yeah, We're on the same team, for God's sake. Yeah. I think it's Philadelphia.
You think it's Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. But I'm happy with you.
Why do you think that? I thought it was, I tell you what, because they went, Phil Collins opened it in England, didn't he? And then he got the Concorde over, and then...
Did he really?
And then he closed it in America.
Surely it's got to be America.
So surely it was New York, because it's the nearest. But where's Philadelphia? It's on the same coast,
it's very close to New York.
But then, Phil Collins was flying all the way over from England on a Concorde...
And then has to get what?
And then has to get what? An Uber. He has to get a taxi to Philadelphia.
Let's go to New York.
But I'm also saying that I might be wrong. It wasn't Washington, right? No.
No, do you know what? I'm going full circle. I actually do really think it's Philadelphia.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say New York.
And is there some sort of time limit on this?
Yeah. We can sit on this question for as long
Nick,
as we
would
want.
You be annoyed if we went to Philadelphia?
No, I'm open to it. I thought it was New York just off the top of my head, straight away.
I've got a really strong memory now of seeing something, a documentary about Live Aid, and how it was like, it was Philadelphia, it was London, and it was maybe somewhere else as well.
Okay.
Question number two. Which famous female tennis player won 9 Wimbledon singles in the 80s?
Oh, was it Steffi Graf?
Put that down.
Wow.
Do you remember earlier when you said you weren't our sports person and you just nailed a sports question?
I don't know if I have nailed it.
I mean, the way you said it, with that confidence, Nick.
It could have been Steffi Graf. It could have been... Well, there was like two in the eight. There was like two male... There was Boris Becker. And when did Andre Agassi come around? Yeah. Like 89, 90.
Martina...
Navratilova.
Martina Navratilova? I was taken by your confidence on Steffi Graf.
But like, she's still in my head. So she must have kind of like... She was like a superstar in the 80s. So yeah, it's either her or Martina Navratilova.
What do you reckon?
I think let's go with the confidence of your gut feeling. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
But question number three. In Back to the Future, film question.
Which one? The first one?
They're always safe.
1985, Robert Zemeckis. Yeah, go on.
What speed did the DeLorean have to reach to time travel?
You know that.
Genuinely, I'm going to have a go. Is it 88 miles an hour?
Yeah, everyone knows that, right?
Wow, I didn't know I knew that.
Yeah, see?
It was somewhere in the back of my mind. Okay.
Have a bit more faith in yourself, yeah?
Thanks, Nick.
I would say 95% of winning a pub quiz is confidence.
It is.
Wow.
And when they mark you at the end and they say you're wrong, you just say, no, I'm not.
Question number four. What year was the Chernobyl disaster? We're having fun!
Was it, well, it's late 80s, so was it, what do you think?
87.
I think 88.
Yeah, I was
going to
go...
88 again?
I was going to go 86, 87.
A really good point. It wouldn't be 88 and 88, would it?
Unless, what do we think
unless
about
it's the 88 round.
What is this, the 88?
In my head, I thought 87.
Okay.
I thought 86, 87, and you thought 87.
Let's go 87.
87.
Question five. Yeah. Who was the US president between 1981 and 1989?
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
We all know that one.
The best actor of his generation.
He was brilliant. He was in all the good films.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
Wow, you do know them. Was he a good actor?
No, he wasn't a bad actor.
Who would you compare him to in like the current roster of like Hollywood actors? Who was he?
Who's the guy in Avatar? Sam Worthington.
Oh, really?
He's kind of like he's one of them. He's like one of them filler actors.
He's like, just like a jock.
In the same year, you had Avatar, fucking Terminator Salvation, Clash of the Titans, and he was so like bland and everything.
But I know exactly who he is now. Yeah,
someone picked him to be famous. Mm-hmm. They gave him these three huge blockbusters that all did really well, obviously. But that's the kind of actor that Ronald Reagan was.
I was going to say, but in terms of the plot of Avatar, I will just briefly run you through that.
Well, you would have had like your James Stewarts and your James Stewart and Cary Grant would be like your George Clooney's and your Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right?
Suddenly the analogy just come to him.
Well, James Stewart is like Harrison Ford, although James Stewart probably had more range than Harrison Ford.
Definitely. I think Reagan was Wahlberg.
Yeah, right,
I do. I'm happy to say that.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's all right.
I really do.
The only bit I could latch onto there was I was out the other week and my mate's dad went, after about 8 pints, was trying to talk about films, and he went, I'll tell you what, Dwayne the Jock Ronson. Which really made me chuckle.
That's really difficult to even get it wrong, deliberately.
Yeah, that's very true. It really made me chuckle. Sat there over in India, and I tell you what, Dwayne the Jock Ronson, maybe.
You delivered that so well, I was about to say, you've got that wrong.
Yeah, but that was my thought process. My thought process was, oh, you got that wrong. And then I thought, no, he didn't, he's a genius.
Round one, 80s round. Look, it was our
was
first.
That an 80s round?
That was the 80s round, yeah.
Did you say that at the beginning?
Yeah, I remember we had that big chat about when you might have been born. And you said, I don't want to tell him, I want him to guess.
I wasn't aggressive.
No, he wasn't aggressive. No,
that was him.
I thought we'd have a bit of fun.
Yeah. It was libelous.
I thought we'd have a bit of fun before this started.
Yeah.
What are the answers? Round one.
It was a slow dig, I think. I thought we'd have a bit of fun before this started.
It was a dig.
It was a dig at the quiz.
But I felt immediately bad for it because you didn't understand it. Yeah. There's nothing worse than having a dig explained to you, right?
I know. That's way worse than the original dig was ever going to be as well.
The flying one was light and frothy.
It was a quick dig, and now I'm been dug at and thick.
And I've a co-host about to go, no, our podcast is shit.
I don't think this is shit at all, by the way. And if you own a pub with a pub quiz, keep sending in them quizzes.
I had to crush our dreams and go, no, comedy legend Nick Helms just said the format's shit.
I don't think the format's shit.
No.
It does definitely need some work. Let's go. I think you got cocky early on.
You booked
in a lot of guests. And then once you release the first series, the hard work of trying to salvage something from it will begin. But that's mainly left up to the edit, isn't it? So you can only do so much as
the edit does an absolute number on this, I tell you.
I mean, what does this crunch down to? A good 3? Like a reel? What's a reel? 60 seconds?
We get a strong 4. We get a strong 4.
All right, it's pretty good. Jump, cut, tip, up the way through. You know, that was jump cutting.
Go on, Jake. Yeah,
it's
the 80s,
weird. Right? It's all facing the same direction,
it can't
isn't
be.
It? I hate this.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's too performative, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can see the tiny lanes.
Guys, let's relax.
Chill it out.
Question number one.
I've got underbreast sweat occurring now.
The American city that
I feel like Joe Rogan filming a special. Should I wear a salmon shirt? Yeah, wear the salmon shirt, Joe. Still, great podcast.
Joe, if you're listening, keep sending those quizzes in. Question number one. Which American city hosted Band Aid alongside London? Nick, I'm really sorry. You did say New York. I overruled. I said Philadelphia. It was Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Wow. Great.
Well done, Joe.
But I am, again, still sorry for
overruling. Don't be sorry.
Question number two. Which famous female tennis player won 9 Wimbledon singles titles in the 80s? We had 2 in our minds. We had Steffi Graf and Martina Navratilova.
Navratilova. She never ate a loaf of bread. That's how I remember it. It's not a day that goes by that I don't use it somehow.
So you were just sat there watching Wimbledon as a kid being like, I need to remember this. How are we going to do this? She never got it.
Do you know what? It's weird. I've never seen Wimbledon.
Live or just
the
on
thing,
telly?
You never seen it. You never sat down and watched a bit of Wimbledon.
No.
Never just accidentally caught a bit. Just.
Well, you never watched Andy Murray win Wimbledon. No.
Who does he play for?
Andy Murray plays for Andy Murray. That's a problem with Andy Murray. That's a fucking problem with Andy Murray.
Oh, hope he's not watching. He's getting absolutely roasted here.
All of our listeners, Joe Rogan's been roasted. Andy Murray, roasted. Yeah. It was Martina Navratilova.
Oh, what do we put? Steffi Graf?
Yeah. That's all right. 1 out of 2. Question number 3.
To be honest, we're getting the answers.
We're just not writing
just them down. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like we're miles off and we couldn't think of anyone and then the name comes up and you go, oh, of course, Ronald Reagan.
He'll come up later. Question number 3. In Back to the Future, the speed that the DeLorean must reach, it's 88 miles an hour.
Well, you got that right.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for allowing me the space to give it a go, because you should, I mean, I didn't even know I had it in my locker. Have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, one of them.
Which one? Was it in
the
future?
I think it was the first one.
Was it the Wild West?
What was the one with he sort of gives in the fingers at that's all the sports results of...
That's the second one.
Oh, okay, I've seen the second one.
So the first one, he nearly shagged his mum.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
he goes back in time.
Well, she nearly shags him.
Do you know what? That is fair.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Goes back. It's everyone's fantasy. You go back. You're living in the 50s. And then you see a younger version of your mum. And then she fancies you. And you say, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why. I can't do anything.
I would, but...
Yeah, but...
Honestly, if I told you why, it'd blow your mind.
You'll find out later.
I
would love to.
I'm very flattered.
But then who's to say that Marty McFly isn't responsible for the reason why... His kid looks exactly like him.
You thought about
it
that?
Makes sense, actually. Yeah.
Because he doesn't look anything like George McFly, does he?
Yeah.
But he looks. Do you know who he looks exactly like? himself.
Yeah.
And as we've established in Back to the Future 2, all of his relatives look exactly like him, right?
Yeah.
And in Back to the Future 3, when he goes to cowboy time, his relatives look exactly like him. So isn't it weird that his dad, his George McFly, doesn't look anything like him?
88 miles an hour we got correct, so we're 2 out of 3.
What year was the Chernobyl disaster, Jake?
It was 1980. What did we put?
7. 80s. No, did we? Did we say one before 88?
Yeah, we said... It's 86, though, isn't it?
It's 86.
Yeah, I thought 86, 87. No, it's fine.
It's all right. Again, though, you're right, we're saying the answers.
I would rather us get along as a collective.
I would much rather that than win the quiz.
We've had quiz teams before where it's fallen apart, hasn't it? We've done all right, but it's like it's bitter. At least it's nice. At least we're doing it.
Well, when you finish a pub quiz, you know, do you want to be celebrating together? Or, you know, whether you win or lose. Do you want to be stood outside in the rain by yourself?
Sitting in opposite corners of a pub going, yeah, you said 86, you said 87, you fucked that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have won a bar tab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was live and let die.
We could have come fourth, but no, you fucked it. Yeah. We came fifth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, two right. We're together in this.
Yeah, friends for life now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Absolutely.
Doesn't seem like too much of a commitment. Question number 5, who was the US president between 81 and 89? It was Ronald Reagan, Mark Wahlberg of his era. So that brings us to...
That's so spot on.
So 3 out of 5 in that round. It's a solid start, Nick.
Hugely better.
Wow.
What have we just said?
Sorry, mate.
What we just said.
Round 2 is, this links back to something we were talking about earlier, Scotland. Links back to your fact.
Scotland.
I hope there's a question about Mexican restaurants. Question number 1, what is the national animal of Scotland? Now, someone gave this to us as a fact in a really early quiz. Do you remember when we had Elliot Cass on?
Yeah.
Apparently it's unicorn.
Yeah. National animal.
Have you heard that? Makes sense, because Britain is the lion and Scotland is the unicorn, and they're fighting for the crown, right? And it's that lion and the unicorn is a metaphor.
You can see it on the...
We had it on our money, didn't we? We had it on our pound coins.
Wow.
Okay. So I'll go with that. Sure.
Question 2. What animal is Greyfriars Bobby?
It's a dog. It's a little dog.
Oh, okay. Dog. What's that?
It's a little dog, and his owner died, and he spent the rest of his life sitting at his graveside and looking after his owner, even though he's died.
That was a rhyme as well. But
basically, from round 2 onwards, he only speaks in rhyme. Yeah. So that's just a thing that's going to happen now.
I don't think we got that in the memo.
It's just a stipulation of any contract. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
There's a statue of him in Edinburgh, and he's like made of bronze. And have you ever seen the statue of Juliet in Verona?
No, I've not been to
There's a statue of Juliet, and she's bronze. And what happens is all the tourists get a photo with her. So one of her breasts is really shiny because of the hands. But Greyfriars Bobby, it's his arse.
Is that what? Oh, sorry, is that the dog with
his arse? He's got a shiny arse. Because everyone smears their genitals.
That's awful. That poor dog.
It's awful.
Oh, he just wanted an owner back. Everyone's shining his
heart. Oh, do you know what you mean, though? It's a dog with a silver, little gold nose.
Well, the reason it's gold is because people are trying to fuck his
head. Oh, dear.
Next question.
3. Has there been more Scottish Doctor Who's or James Bonds?
How many James Bonds? Sean Connery.
Roger Moore.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Naming Bonds, we're naming Scottish James Bonds.
Oh, I thought it was, were there more Scottish Doctor Who's or James Bonds?
Roger Moore's English, surely. And then you've got Sean Connery's Scottish, Roger Moore's English, Timothy Dalton's Welsh.
I'll do a bit of
Pierce Brosnan is Irish. Daniel Craig is English.
English, yeah.
So there's one Scottish James Bond. So how many Scottish Doctor Who's are they? There's David Tennant.
And Peter Capaldi.
Sure.
Great.
2-1.
Nicely done.
I don't know about old Doctor Who.
But, I mean, it would only increase it, wouldn't it? It would only be more.
It would only increase it, if you think about it.
Question number 4.
Guys, it's only going to increase it.
Question number 4. What is the third biggest city in Scotland? So we've got Edinburgh, Glasgow.
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen?
Aberdeen's good.
Are we talking about population or geographic size?
Actually, I wish they specified that.
Or are we talking about height?
It will.
Yeah.
Because Aberdeen, well, like Edinburgh is a city on a city, right? Yeah. So that's like two cities. But
it'd be so annoying if, in the grand scheme of things, he has got. Sorry, that is by height.
I think it's Aberdeen. I'm pretty sure it's Aberdeen.
Was that true that that song, In I'm Blue, Aberdeen, Aberdeen, was actually apparently a suicide song? And the guy was like, what this actually is I'm Blue, in Aberdeen, I will die. Do you remember hearing that?
I'm Blue.
Do you remember hearing that?
I have a song, but I don't remember hearing that.
I...
Do you remember hearing that?
I remember hearing it.
Yeah, you remember hearing that.
Yeah, you said it like 10 seconds ago. Like what? But I don't remember hearing it before today. If that helps any further.
Next question.
So, final question of the Scotland round. Which of these is not a real Scottish football team? And there's four below. So, which is not?
Are you into football, Luke?
No.
Okay. So, which is not a real team? Civil Service Strollers, Broomhill Town, Golspie Sutherland. And Queen of the South. Now, I'm pretty sure Queen of the South is a football team in Scotland.
I think Civil Service Strollers and Queen of the South sound made up, right? They don't sound like football teams to me, right? Yeah. But I don't know anything about football. But just from those titles, you'd go, yeah, I don't know. But one is fake, right?
Queen of the South sounds fake to me, but that's the one you're most confident.
That's the one I think.
Queen of the South doesn't sound like a football team, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, that's the only one where I think that is a football team.
Is that because you've heard of it?
I might have been scrolling on Live Score and sort of looking at the football scores and seeing Queen of the South. Oh, that's an unusual name. So I think it is a real football team.
This has fucked me up, man.
There's four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Answers. Yeah.
Right. And there's only one that's wrong, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you pick one that you think is definitely a football team?
Definitely, good idea that.
Why don't you pick one?
Queen of the South.
You think that's definitely a football team?
Right, and what do you think?
I think that Golspie Sutherland is a football team.
Okay.
So you're left with Civil Service Strollers or Broomhill.
I know.
This is his method. He set this up.
Yeah, this was your approach.
He actually set it up to have the moment to be like, well, I'll get a cast of... Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I'm trying to, like...
Yeah.
Trying to help you off.
I'm trying to give you a format here.
Trying to create an environment where we can all chip in.
Yeah, sorry,
don't
mate.
Fucking patronise me. Don't you dare for a minute underestimate my brain.
Sorry, I'm so sorry, Nick.
I can take two from two.
So sorry.
Four. I think Broomhill Town and Civil Service Strollers, right? Civil Service Strollers sounds made up, and Broomhill Town, that could easily be a football team. It's got town in it, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're what do I personally think? I think Civil Service Strollers is not a football team.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
What football team wants to associate themselves with strolling?
Yeah, but you've got to think, you've got a team
I'm
called...
going to stroll my way up to the goal?
I'm pretty sure Broomhill Town is not a real Scottish
Broomhill
team.
Town sounds so much like a football team that... That sounds like it could have been made up.
Yeah.
All right. So let's
just say Broomhill Town.
Let's say Boomtown Rats. What are they called? Broomhill Town.
So the answers for the Scotland round. What is the national animal of Scotland? We said unicorn.
Unicorn.
It was unicorn. Bang on. It's one out of one. What is the animal? What animal is Greyfriars?
It's a dog. It's a little dog.
It's a dog. Little dog. Perfect. Two out of two. Have there been more Scottish Doctor Who's or James Bonds?
Doctor Who.
Bang on. Wow. What is the third biggest city in Scotland?
Aberdeen.
Correct.
Are you joking?
It's 4-4.
We're 4-4.
So now we go into which of these is not a real Scottish football team. Civil Service Strollers, Broomhill Town, Golspie Sutherland, Queen of the South. I went straight in Queen of the South, I've heard of them. You said Golspie Sutherland, you think that's a real team?
I think it's a real team. But then we had this big debate of the final two.
Civil Service Strollers or Broomhill Town? You said Civil Service Strollers. I've never done this before, but I went and I overruled. I said no.
You really did.
Broomhill Town. The one that is not a real team is...
Go on.
Broomhill Town.
Five out of five!
Well done, everyone.
Yeah!
Here we go.
That felt good.
I can feel the adrenaline through my veins. Ah, it's a runner rush.
Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah. Fuck
there
me.
There we go.
Great.
Nick, you've had a new tour. No One Gets Out Alive.
Yeah.
34 dates. That's a lot of dates, isn't it? That's a bit much.
I think it's 37 dates.
37 dates?
I think we've added some dates, yeah. Yeah, 37 dates. Yeah, it is, but my last tour was 39 dates, so you do have to think What happened to the other fucking two?
Yeah, that's true.
People talk about like shows being... People talk about shows being like about something. Is the show about something?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, people talk about their shows being about stuff.
Mm.
Because, you know, what else are you going to say? It's an hour of comedy.
Yeah, can't it just be an hour of comedy?
Yeah, and like my... Well, no, because my last show was kind of an hour of comedy, but it was 2.5 hours of comedy. this show is going to be like an hour of comedy.
Yeah.
Then there'll be like a little interval. And then there'll be like another hour and a bit of comedy. Although I'm trying to get it down this year to 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
But I think like, so, I mean, I don't know what your tour is about, but like, I feel like in a good way, people won't really know what to expect when they come and see you because there's such a variety of stuff that you do.
Well, it's called No One Gets Out Alive as well. So people hopefully...
Come with a sense of dread.
It's a threat and a promise. You know what I mean? So hopefully they come with a sense of dread. But then the show is, you know, it's about kind of like... being happy for the first time in my life.
Oh, that's a nice thing to have.
So that's what it's about, really.
Lovely.
But I haven't got there yet. I'm still doing previews, so I'm trying to work out.
Well, I haven't got to the stage of being the happiest that you are in your life.
No, I am there, but there is the worry that it's kind of like all my other stuff is like being angry and frustrated and depressed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't have that, so I'm kind of like writing a show that's kind of more... I don't know, it's more introspective, I suppose. All my shows have been introspective to a degree.
Yeah.
But maybe this one's less introspective because I don't have as much going on in my head and I can just be entertaining. We'll see. There's a fly on my microphone.
There is a fly on the microphone. Nick, where can people see you? Where can people buy tickets?
They can just go to... if they've got the internet, you can just log on to the internet and you can go up to... you type in www, that stands for World Wide Web, dot, that's like a full stop. Nick, that's my name, dash, helm, dot, co, dot UK, /org. not org. It's between September and November, and I'm going to as many places as I can, and I'm really looking forward to it. And my last tour was the best time I've ever had doing a show, and basically my only goal for this show is to have as much fun doing it.
Do you have a favourite city or town?
My favourite, well, I've got several. I love Glasgow.
Okay.
Because I'm...
Aberdeen's good.
Because we're like southerners, right?
Yeah.
So you hear about Glasgow and you think, God, they're going to cave my head in.
That is the feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. But then they're like really rowdy. If anything, Edinburgh's less fun because they're very intellectual in Edinburgh and they go to sort of like watch and go, Glasgow's more rowdy and it's just so much more fun. I love Glasgow. Leeds is probably my favourite city in England.
Nice.
And and I'm going to Ireland as well. So
where is it you're from, Nick?
Well, if you're interested, I was born within the Bow Bells of London.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're a Cockney.
So I'm a Cockney. Right. But not only that, I heard this off a taxi driver.
Yeah.
So
uh-oh.
It might be bullshit.
I'm bracing myself.
But I was born in Barts Hospital, which is one of the only hospitals with a maternity wing to be within the Bow Bells of London. And the maternity wing closed down in like the early 80s, and I was born in 80. So I'm one of the last Cockneys to be born in London.
That is a very good fact. That should have been your opening fact.
That's
to be honest with you.
As
St George flag unravels.
there's obviously my Boris Johnson tattoo comes up. He was the best mayor. Nightmare. Obviously.
God, you're one of the only real bloody Cockneys.
I'm one of the only bloody Cockneys left alive, and I'm so middle class.
One more question.
Yeah, go on.
One more question. Well, I just think like because you don't get to like we don't get to have comics on the podcast like you who have such a, like an array of stuff that they do. I just think it would be interesting to know like what was your like start in comedy, how did you get into it, what was your first couple of gigs like, what sort of stuff were you doing?
I did my first gig because I didn't really know what I wanted to do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
and I couldn't think of I wanted to do everything because I was creative, so I wanted to do music and I wanted to do art and I wanted to do drama. I used to write plays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I made a list of all the things I wanted to do, like all the things, like limitless options, right? So like be an astronaut, be a cowboy, being a band, being an author, like all the things. And then you go through the list and you go, well, I'm not going to be a cowboy and I can't be an astronaut. I haven't got the maths degree. And do you know what I mean? So you keep going through it all. And you go, if I want to be in a band, I've got to organise four people. Right, so I can't do that today. And if I want to write a book, it'll be like, what, 1,000 pages? I'm not going to do that in a day. So, stand-up comedian. I could do that, just me, standing up. And then I did my first gig, and that went really well. And my second gig went really well. And my third gig went really well. And then there was a year of dog shit. And if it wasn't for those first three gigs, I probably would have quit.
Wow.
But then you just like find your way when you're doing it, And I also think that if you can stand up in front of an audience and you enjoy it, like if you do stand up and you enjoy it, it doesn't really matter if your material is shit at that point, because you can't really fake enjoying being on stage, right?
Yeah.
And so if you can get up on stage, even though your material isn't there, and you can actually just stand up there for 5 minutes and do it, then you can write the material later, you know? But when you're first testing out, I think this goes for anyone that wants to try stand-up. You know, you can get caught up on the fact that it's got to be perfect and this thing. And in actual fact, what you really want to do is just, you know, throw some shit at the wall and see what sticks and just get up there and do it. And if you enjoy that process, then you should write some jokes and keep doing it. You know, it's like starting a podcast before you know what you're doing. You know, you just dive right in and then eventually the format will become clear to you, right?
I can't wait for that moment.
So the connections round is the final round given to us by Alex, was it?
Alex from the Dog and Bell.
Alex from the Dog and Bell.
The
connections round. So
there's really no stakes now, is there? Because we've already got the 5 out of 5.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's ever got 2 5 out of 5s.
Someone has got 3 out of 5 out of 5.
I know, but no one's ever got 2 5 out of 5.
Someone's got 3 5 out of 5.
Someone's got 15 out of 15, yeah.
Who answered every single...
Well, collectively, but Joseph Charm, who was a finalist in this year's Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Great comedian, lives in
Milton Keynes. What was his talent? Pub quizzes?
This round's at 6. No one's ever got a 6 out of 6.
Oh,
because at the end we've got to get the connection. So there we go. There is some stakes
what,
here.
What is the theme of this one? What's this
just
round?
Connections.
It's just so that there's something be... will connect these answers.
Okay. But yeah. So question one. Which former footballer now presents Homes Under the Hammer?
Dion Dublin.
Early shout for Cities being the...
Yeah, it's got to be Cities, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless it's going to be Canadian
singers. Let's just get the
singers.
Second one done and then we can start...
Hot Brink and Champagne are shades of which colour?
Yellow.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it? Is it? Or beige?
Champagne.
What is it? Champagne. It's like
hot,
a gold.
Hot Brink
is it
champagne.
Gold?
Champagne gold, champagne white, champagne yellow, champagne...
We know it's in that area. Should we sort of...
Come back to
park
it.
Park it and come back to it. Question three. Which city in Texas is famous for its work with NASA?
Houston. You seem upset about that answer, Nick.
I was just about to say it. And then...
did you not notice when I went, that was teeing you up to say it?
No, because I was looking over here. Did you not notice that I wasn't looking anywhere near you?
Number four.
Sorry, go on.
Where is the Simpsons set?
There's a Simpsons set in Springfield.
Come on, let's go. So, Dion Dublin, Houston, Springfield. Oh, that... Oh, okay.
And then the fifth one, what is the name given to a 16-punch Starbucks coffee that is the equivalent to a large?
I don't know what 16-punch means.
That's what, 16 shots?
I think that must be a typo, and it must mean ounce?
Yeah, I reckon that means ounce.
Yeah, okay.
Grande is a good shot.
Grande!
Lungo?
It's got a root. We can't... Well, Grande is definitely one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grande, you can't have Grande in the mix and then have one bigger.
Grande... Yeah, but Grande's just like... Large, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
So they've got small, regular, large, right? And grande is large. It's not like mega large.
Mega large.
It's a mega pint of coffee.
I don't know any other ones than grande. I can't have coffee without getting a little bit jittery, so I just sort of avoid
really?
It.
Really?
Do you drink coffee?
It gets me very, very jittery, very anxious.
Really?
My heart starts pacing.
Do you have tea? More?
Yeah.
Tea all right?
I can handle tea.
What about hot chocolate?
I can handle hot chocolate.
A Horlicks?
Touch and go.
Ovaltine.
Green tea.
Touch and go. Ovaltine, fine. Green
chamomile.
Tea. Try not to have too much chamomile, so you're a bit too sleepy.
It's good. Feel like you get to know each other.
I'm very sensitive to narcotics.
I heard somewhere that there's more caffeine in tea than coffee, though.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, you heard wrong. You
must have been watching the same thing.
You heard wrong. Since when have you two been hanging out? Yeah. Where's this been happening?
What about flat Coke microwave with milk in it?
Can't sleep without it, honestly.
Should we go grande? We don't know it, though.
I mean, it doesn't have to be grande, does it?
But
what's 16 ounces? What's a pint? What's
How's that going to help you work out the name of the
Because
Starbucks
the
name?
Fucking thing is 16 ounces, right? if it's actually believable that a 16-ounce cup could be the largest size that they have in Starbucks, great. But if 16 ounces is like three times as much as what you normally get
what
in Starbucks,
the,
then it's going to be called a mega
16-ounce yeah. equivalent to a large.
Then.
Equivalent to a large. I thought that was the main thing.
Part of the question.
Then. I'll tell you fucking what.
I'm not looking at the questions when you ask them, right? So
right.
maybe it's a little bit about, like, you know, you're dropping a couple of words here and there.
Yeah.
So, equivalent of a large. What's a large drink in Starbucks called? A grande.
Yeah, I reckon.
Or a grande.
Let's. So, what are we confident on in terms of finding a connection? We're confident.
I reckon
Dion
Nick
Dublin.
Thinks it's grande. Let's go grande.
Let's go grande. Dion Dublin. We're confident on.
Yeah. Dion Dublin.
So we're confident on that. So we're looking at the connections. So Dion
hot
Dublin.
Hot brink and champagne are shades of what colour? So we've got Dublin.
We've got Dublin.
We've got Springfield. We've got Houston. We got grande.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that got to do with towns
could
and places?
It be singers?
And,
Ariana,
like the Rio Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, Dusty Springfield, Ariana Grande. So it's going to be...
Hot Brink and Champagne, a shade of which
yeah,
colour?
Yeah, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Dusty. Whitney. Ariana.
Yeah.
And so...
So then, so colours of champagne.
Champagne of what colour? So,
oh, Ian Yellow. You know, could be Ian Yellow.
Could be Ian Yellow, couldn't it?
Brink of champagne.
So if it's going to go Celine, Dusty, Ariana, White,
Jack White,
Barry White. What? I reckon they're going with female singers. If it's
female,
I can't
yeah.
imagine going Celine Dion, Dusty Springfield, Ariana Grande. Just throwing Barry White in there. He's
Barry
a good
White,
singer.
Who's Barry White?
Who's
Barry White?
Who's Barry White?
Who's Barry White?
My first, my last, my everything.
Okay, fair enough.
Alright, what about Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby? That is actually a much better impression of Barry White.
He does that at the start of his song.
Can someone get Nick's inhaler?
Is it not pink?
Pink champagne! Oh. Very, 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 very good.
It's got to be pink. I'm even going to write it as the eye with an exclamation mark, as she likes.
She does like it. She does like that.
She is
like
very
that.
Funny. Favourite pink song?
My favourite is...
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up.
Favourite Whitney Houston song?
Do the Bartman. My favourite Whitney Houston song is I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Million Dollar Bill.
Lovely.
Love it.
And favourite Dusty Springfield song?
Downtown.
Preacher Man. Lovely. And favourite Ariana Grande song?
Don't have one.
I don't have one. They're all good.
Yeah. Guys, I think we could be on for a 6 out of 6 here, which I don't mean we
could. That's never happened on the pod before.
It's never happened.
Can't happen now, can it?
Here we go. Let's do the answers. So, which former footballer now presents Homes Under the Hammer? It is Dion Dublin.
Get
you were correct.
Dion Dublin.
Hot Brink and Champagne, a shade of which colour?
Pink.
This was inspired, Nick. Pink. Well done. I don't think we were going to get there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which city in Texas is famous for its work with NASA? Houston.
Go on.
Where's the Simpsons set? Springfield. This is
go
four
on.
For four. What is the name given to a 16-punch Starbucks coffee? It's a
say,
grande.
Say it again with the 16-ounce.
What is the name given to a 16-ounce Starbucks coffee?
16-punch. Do you know why they call it that?
Go on.
Because when you drink it, it's like you've been punched in the face 16 times. You've been punched in the face 8 times and the dick 8. You've been punched in the face 4 times. You've been punched in the dick 4 times. You've been punched in your bum 4 times. And then on 12 of them, you punch 4 times. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like coming out.
For every 4
flailing.
You receive, you give one back.
For every yeah. 12 you receive.
Yeah.
Yeah, for every 4 you receive. No, because that's. Yeah, all right, okay. Then there is a. It's not that, though, is it? That'd be 21, right? Or 20?
No, because I think it'd be 16, wouldn't it? So they.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for every 4, you've given 1.
Well, no, because you get... Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
1,
5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12.
And then
5, 6.
60.
Yeah, 16.
It works,
yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't...
That makes sense.
It doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. It yeah,
doesn't.
It does. It's a 16 punch.
No, because I punch 4 times.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah?
Face, bum,
okay,
willy.
Okay, so this is my first punch.
Yeah. Yeah? One.
Yeah?
One.
But you've got to do 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Okay,
so. My first punch.
And then I've given you 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Second punch.
One, two, three, four. No, so that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Same with him.
Third punch.
That's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Whoa, what? Right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but we're punching back.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, once for every 4, we're punching back.
That's not true.
That's what we said.
That is not what I said.
That is what you said.
No. I didn't
say that. You said 4 punches in the head, 4 in the willy, 4 in the bum.
Yeah.
And then I said...
And that takes us up to 12.
And then actually... Yeah, yeah.
And there's still 4 punches left.
Yeah, and you said for every 4 we receive, we give 1.
No, you said that. So I'm saying...
Yeah.
When I drink my 16 punches, right?
Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
8.
Yes.
12.
Yes.
13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not every punch is 4.
No,
like,
no,
not
no.
Like I punch, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right? And then I punch, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I punch, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
No, no, no.
And
no.
then I punch, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But if you start with the punch, if you punch first,
yeah,
then it works.
I gave you 3 of my body parts.
Yeah, okay.
And right? they were?
But 4
face,
on each of the 3 body parts.
Stick,
and bum.
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 And right? that's 12.
That's 12.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then you got Danny Glover and Mel Gibson over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Beefy
yeah.
Lally.
2, right? Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go.
16.
And then 16, you see?
I think we got there.
Where are we in this scoring? We knew about Springfield, that's 4 out of 4.
Yeah.
No one's ever got a 5 out of 5 twice, let alone a 6 out of 6 second, you know, in the pub quiz pod before.
11 yeah. out of 11.
This would be huge.
It's 11 out of 11.
Yeah.
You can agree on that one.
Number yeah. 5, yeah. Starbucks.
Every punch is 10 back.
Yeah.
11.
Number 5, Starbucks large is a grande, which means we need the link to get 6 out of 6. The link is it cities or is it...
Female vocalists.
Please.
We said female vocalists. It is...
Singers. Singers.
Female singers.
Female singers!
Oh. So this is a quiz out of 16, and we have got 13.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's very respectable.
And what day is it?
Friday the 13th.
Oh my God!
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Friday the
13th. Do you now think that, because at the start you thought that wasn't fucked up?
What, the Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th thing, but it's a bit fucked up.
Yeah.
Is it? Or did I get 3 wrong deliberately?
Oh! Producers, you're welcome.
No, I didn't.
We actually got a score wrong. It was 14 out of 16.
14. What do you mean it's 14 out of 16?
I said 13, we got 14 out of 16.
Well, we smashed it then.
So which 2 did we get wrong?
We got two wrong.
The tennis one and 1 year off of what year Chernobyl happened.
Surely we got another one wrong.
No, that's it.
No, that was it. That was it. Only 2.
That's absolutely
wrong.
Incredible.
14 out of 16, eh?
We
and
were
one of them
so
was 5
close.
Out of 5.
Yeah.
And one of them was 6 out of 6.
So you probably, Joseph Chong might not be happy with this, but probably our best quizzer we've had on.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah. Are you happy to do a little review of the quiz for us?
Which quiz?
The one we just did.
What, in front of you?
Just a little bit of criteria, out of 10 for playability.
I mean, it was very easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
It was very stop and starty.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think that's really his.
It's not his fault, it's us, that's all us.
For Alex, what am I giving him, a rating? Out of 10,
yeah.
Probably like a, I don't know what, like a 10, 9 or a 10.
Great, okay. Great, quite nuanced.
Room for improvement.
Fair enough.
Range of questions out of 10?
10.
It's a good range, isn't it?
Amazing.
Was it?
We had a bit of sport, a bit of film, a bit of...
Yeah, we had everything.
Yeah.
History.
Years, yeah. And then just good vibes. So that takes into account, out of 10, good vibes, just your whole experience.
Everything.
The moment you set
That's
through.
More like a review for this experience.
Yeah, 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 this is us.
The so lights, the producer, give... the beer, the host.
I had cider, but 10 for this guy.
Yeah.
And for this group in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's a good day.
Yeah,
it's been good.
Thought for everyone. Yeah. For everyone.
So
10 for everyone.
Everyone pulled. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. No, I did. I did enjoy it. I do love a pub quiz. I do fucking love a pub quiz.
Nick, you've been fantastic, and my God, we got a hell of a score.
Huge thank you to our quizmaster Alex from the Dog and Bell in Deptford, and you can find him doing his quiz on Sundays at 8 p.m.
And our final big thank you goes to Nick Helm for joining our pub quiz team today, The Bastards.
10 out of 10, guys. That's 10 for you, 10 for you, 10 for you, 10 for you, 10 for you. And what's that? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
50 so punches.
How many punches?